Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Welcome to Healthline. This week, we'll be discussing how best to control food intake at Christmas. Some people like myself use Christmas as an excuse to eat any and everything in truly inappropriate proportions, all in the name of the Christmas spirit. And then when the new year comes and the jeans and dresses gifted to us by our loved ones won't fit, we quickly scribble weight loss as a resolution. Well, folks, perhaps a preventative approach is more practical. Director of Nutrition Services in the Ministry of Health, Charmaine Edwards, says the main thing to remember is to stick to your regime as you would at any time during the year. She recommends eating before going to parties or similar events to prevent overindulgence in the moment and later on, regret.
Look at the Christmas time and all the other festive seasons as a normal day. Yes, you're going to have more of everything, but we need to keep that balance and that goal in mind. So whichever goal you have been working with throughout the year, it also needs to follow at Christmas time and all the other festive occasions. Try to maintain the same control that you maintain throughout the year at this time.
Mrs. Edwards says persons, especially those living with NCDs such as diabetes and hypertension, must be mindful of what they eat and exercise caution when choosing meals. It's essential for persons with hypertension to be mindful of salt and those with diabetes to be careful of sugars.
By now, you should be aware of what you need to do for your condition. And so carry that practice. The fats, you're going to limit the intake just the same as you do for the rest of the year. So you're removing the visible fats. You're reducing the intake of the saturated fats or the solid fats that we mostly get from animal-type foods. And we're sticking to more of the unsaturated ones that we get from the plant sources. And these are usually liquid at room temperature. And the more natural it is, the better.
Mrs. Edwards also recommends staying away from free sugars, adding that a new recommendation is for persons to consume less than 10% of total daily calories, which includes naturally present sugars in juice, syrups, and honey.
And now we have a lot of cured meats, ham in particular, Christmas time. So we're still going to stick to our service. So we're not going to have 6 and 8 slices of ham. We're going to have our 2 to 3 ounces, as we normally do, for the rest of the year at one sitting. So it's all about maintaining, and I'm going to use the word balance here, not going overboard. The moderation is going to be key here.
Exercising restraint when it comes onto alcohol consumption is also important. Specifications for men and women are different, and alcoholic beverages have considerable sugar contents. Mrs. Edwards says the allowable limit for women is 1 drink per day, while for men, it's 2 per day.
And we need to also remember that the 1 drink or the 2 drink, the amount varies for the type of alcoholic beverage that we are going to be consuming. So for table wines and so on, for example, you need just a little over a half cup, about 5 ounces. And wines usually have run about 12% alcohol.
For beers and other drinks with less alcohol content, up to 12 ounces or a cup and a half is suitable. For stronger beverages such as spirits and distilled liquor, the recommendation is 1.5 ounces. Mrs. Edwards recommends keeping a steady head, planning ahead by knowing the menu, or at least having an idea based on health restrictions and goals, what we will consume beforehand. That's it for Healthline this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more, and until then, season's greetings and stay healthy.
The Child Development Agency CDA and the Office of the Children's Registry OCR have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm. Email info@childprotection.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.